Hold on a minute.
Oh, I'm going to include all this trying. Pre-show.
You can't include this. You can't include this. That's against my contract.
I'm going to do it.
It's against my contract, Matt. I'll have you sued. I'll see you in court.
I'm going to do it. Too funny not to.
All right. I feel like I've done this accent enough times on the show now that I've created a certain expectation, and I don't like the pressure.
Oh, okay.
It makes me a little nervous.
Well, do your best.
In 3, 2, hello, listeners, and welcome to Can You Get to That? I am your co-host, Caitlin Lord Best. Why not?
Why not? Why not?
Why not?
Hey, you know what we never do now? We never just say what the subject is. Hi, I'm Matthew Olson, by the way. I'm the other co-host.
Used to do that.
I mean, I feel like we used to not spend 15 minutes at the top of every show before...
With a cold open.
Before, you know, talking about the dang subject.
Well, we'd always try to do a nice transition into the, you know...
Well,
something topical.
I'm going to say that by giving yourself the nickname of Lord, I think you just kind of spilled
just
the beans there.
I've just ruined it, haven't I?
Yeah. So, this week's topic is Lord. She's back. She's got a new song with Snoop Dogg, Red Light, Green Light.
That's right. Snoop Dogg, wonderful collaborator. It was a pressure with the accent. I panicked and I couldn't think of a good enough bit, but I also didn't want to just pretend to be Lord because I don't know. That's
a
whole other layer.
Do you even remember what it's like to be, how old is she? 19?
I think she was 17, sort of right after the first album came out.
She
was 17
now?
At this time in 2014. So she might even be...
How old? I spelled old with an E at the end. How old is Lord?
She might even be 21.
She is 20.
She's 20.
20. This is weird.
What?
Right underneath... So Google has popped up a box for this. It's not mm-hmm. like the top result. It's like a specialized Google top of page result.
Mm-hmm.
Says 20 years. In fact, the picture for Lord is, in fact, from the new music video. It's very up to date.
Wow.
But then, right underneath, in the same box, for some reason, it says Lana Del Rey, 31 years. Sia, 41 years. And then Sonia Jelic, who is Lord's mother.
That's Lord's mom, yeah.
52 years.
That's perfect. 11.
Yeah.
Years.
Why Lana Del Rey and Sia?
That's the Fibonacci sequence.
of female pop stars?
Yeah.
Is Sonia Jelic, is she a famous...
No.
Nope, just...
She's nobody. She's just a mom.
Literally, the picture associated with her is of Lord. And then there's also a special box pop-up for her search result that just says Sonia Jelic is Lord's mother. What the fuck is up, Google?
I mean, if you birth a pop star, that's what happens to you.
If you birth a pop star, you get a special Google result.
Yeah.
No, she's very blonde. Lord's
the mom?
Yeah. Wait, can you say?
I'm gonna look this up.
Can you say she's very blonde, Lord's
she's
mom?
She's very blonde, my mom.
Do you think Lord's music has helped you develop your New Zealand accent?
Have you listened to Lord's music? Because I feel if you had, you would know it's impossible to tell that she's from New Zealand from her singing.
I think it's impossible to tell where she's from, period, from her singing.
Yeah.
Because it's not just like, oh, this is American voice.
She's got a singer accent.
Mm-hmm. For
you know,
sure.
Typical singer dialect.
Kind of out of things to say about Lord other than every time I think about Lord, I'm like, good God, I've accomplished so little with my life.
Yeah. But I don't feel so bad about it because, well, I don't know. I do feel bad about it. Never mind.
I mean, let's face facts.
I like her. I'm happy for her success. So, like, you know, it doesn't upset me.
Yeah. Yeah.
But for sure.
I mean, she probably worked harder on Royals alone, just that one song, than I have ever worked on anything in my life.
I mean, I'm not going to say that about myself.
I mean, the hardest I've probably worked on something is probably my thesis.
Yeah.
My undergrad thesis.
Yeah.
And I have to, like, if I have to tell myself that Lord worked harder on Royals than
that. Which is why Royals was, you know, exponentially more successful than your thesis was.
No. I just have to tell myself that because if Lord just kind of came up with that in an afternoon and just like, bada bing, bada boom, sign, seal, mm-hmm. delivered, I'm yours.
Mm-hmm. As the song goes.
Bada bing, bada boom. Boom.
Sign, seal, delivered, I'm yours.
We should never sing on this show. If it was just like a tossed off thing, that makes me feel real bad. Like a tossed off thing when she was 16.
That's what I was saying. That's what I'm saying. You worked, okay, say, you know, you worked, whatever, 5%. She worked 100%. That's why, you know, her thesis, if you will, was 95% more successful than your thesis.
Right. I mean, she earned it.
Yeah.
She definitely earned it. You know what I just did?
What'd you just do?
Right before we started recording, I was editing my personal website, which I've had for almost a year now.
Is it up?
Yeah, you go to. I'm not going to say the URL.
I think I remember it.
I think you remember it.
Yeah.
And let's see. Yeah, and if you look at the top, there used to be a link that said data that was.
And you just killed that. You're not doing that anymore, huh?
I'm not trying to get jobs where I crunch data no more. No,
you're not trying to be a number cruncher anymore.
Yeah, this page isn't updated yet, but I put some more links to things I've written on the writing section and revised the bio slightly. You know, to talk about my more recent notable employment. Yeah, I've basically disavowed myself from. It still says I studied economics, but like. You know, it's not a big deal.
It does emphasize t-shirt design over, well, goofy Photoshops, I would say, over economics.
I just realized that I also did remove the mention of the very prestigious award I won. Whoops, should have left that sentence in there. Gonna add that back
in. Yeah, put that one on back.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that's something that you and Lord have in common.
Right.
At least, right?
Right.
You've both won that particular award.
Lord and I are both recipients of Reed College's Gerald Meyer Distinction in Economics.
Yeah. And yours and hers was just an honorary. She's an honorary recipient of that award. So
let's do a quick close reading before we launch into it of Lord's thesis. Why don't we? So
sure. Yeah. Do you want me to pop open the lyrics?
I've got them open.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay. But every song's like Gold Teeth, Grey Goose, Trippin' in the Bathroom, Bloodstains, Ball Gowns, Trash in the Hotel Room.
Yeah.
Every song is about aggressive displays of wealth, let's say.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. We don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Is the value of those stores of wealth, those displays of wealth, those, quite frankly, destructive and self-destructive displays of wealth, is that really more valuable than the good generated by posy vibes? That's what Lord is trying to get at. Everybody's like Cristal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands. It's basically the first two lines again, but with different stuff.
Different examples, yeah.
And Lord concludes, we don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair. There's another part after that that actually is the name of the song.
Signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours, baby, we're royals, is how that goes. I'm not going to sing it because we just said that we weren't going to sing anymore, so.
Yeah. Do you remember when, was it Springsteen who covered it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's correct.
And he, like, swapped the gendered pronouns or whatever,
yes.
And it's just like.
Yeah.
Come on, Bruce. Just
why do you like just sing it how it was written? Like, what was Brucey?
Brucey, come on. All right. Is Lord the new Bruce Springsteen? Is she a working class hero?
Lord,
is
Lord
she the is, new boss?
Lord is the boss of Auckland.
Okay.
You know.
And so, like, in the New Jersey of New Zealand, New Zealand
Auckland.
Jersey.
Yeah.
Everybody loves Lord.
Yeah. Well, I just, there was a headline in some, I forget the name of the publication, but some paper in New Zealand, there was a headline that said, "Nation breathes sigh of relief as Lord releases banger," or something like that.
That's good. That's very good. Okay, let's do the
fuck. It wasn't bad.
Let's do the game. That was a great cold open dedicated to my favorite economist and songwriter, Lord.
Bruce
let's
Springsteen.
Get to
Lord, yeah, yeah. yeah.
Holy
Lord,
shit, Caitlin, this is the best first step ever. Can you please tell me what we landed on?
We landed on Cory in the House video game,
Cory in the House.
And I have to say, I've not played this video game, nor have I seen the TV series, but it's based on a Disney original series.
Oh my God.
And it appears to be about a boy named Cory in the White House?
He lives in the White House, yes.
Yeah. Have you played this game?
I have not played this game. Cory in the House. For those who are unaware, it's about a boy named Cory Baxter who lives with his dad, who happens to work as the head chef at the White House.
Now, which president was Cory's dad the head chef for?
I mean, in terms
of... Is that part
of
the canon?
In terms of time, this would have aligned largely with the... mostly with the Bush administration. I think it might have overlapped into the early Obama years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if there was... I'm not... Okay. Cory in the House is something of a meme.
Cory in the House!
Which is why I think this is a great first starter for us.
I don't know. I'm not up to date on all the memes. I've been trying to cut down on the meme times.
On the meme times, yeah. But yeah. I don't know if there was ever like a West Wing... style story arc where like there's an election and then suddenly there's a new president living in the house with Cory, and oh god is Cory's dad and by extension Cory, are they going to be able to remain in the house? Maybe
they like different food.
Yeah, maybe Cory's dad had to learn how to cook the new president's favorite dish or else out of the house they go. Who knows? If I was a writer or if I was pitching Cory in the House, you know, a script, I'd say, here's a whole arc for you.
I definitely would have put that in there, yeah.
Yeah. Unless you, do you have any ideas of, like, the drama you'd want to see on Cory in the House? Or should we move on?
We can move on.
How about we move on to the premise of this game? The specific plot of this DS game. The basic premise for the game is Cory, after winning a toy contest, what? Starts an endeavor to sell bobbleheads depicting the President of the United States to the citizens of Washington, D.C. The bobbleheads, however, are taken into possession by the evil toy maker.
That's all capitalized.
Yes, it's a proper noun, the evil toy maker, who tries to utilize the bobbleheads as a mean of hypnotic technology on the population of D.C.
Oh, wow.
What are you doing, Cory in the Cory- House, parentheses, video game?
Game.
And it's an adventure stealth game. And he's got to sneak around and get the bobbleheads back.
Wow.
What do you think the writers of this game thought bobbleheads are?
I mean, have you ever just, like, let a bobblehead go and then been...
I've got a bobblehead. Are you still seeing me or are you only seeing the screen share?
I'm seeing you.
Okay, because I have this bobblehead on my desk right now.
I know.
You know him?
I know your bobblehead. He's missing a hand.
He's missing a hand. His name is Wesley Matthews. He used to play for the Blazers, and the hand with the basketball in it broke off. But his head still works.
Have you ever just like stared at Mr. Matthews and been hypnotized by his
I stare at Mr. Matthews all the time.
Head.
I stare at Mr. Matthews all the time, sort of for creative inspiration. But the thing about him is that his head doesn't move unless I make it move with my hand.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, imagine this: an evil toy maker, an evil toy maker,
mm-hmm.
puts a motor in Mr. Yeah, Matthews'
inside
head
Wesley.
To jiggle it.
Yeah, that'd be a thing, wouldn't it?
I think it would be a thing. Let's find a link to click.
Let's do that. Okay, we're trying to get to Lord.
I will say Washington, D.C. is linked.
Yes.
And I want to say, I'm looking around here. There's the White House. I think that's an actual link to the White House.
Mm-hmm.
Bobbleheads is linked. Like, this is a fairly well...
This is a wide range of different link types.
It's a fairly well linked out page, I would say. I guess the evil toy maker doesn't have his own Wikipedia page.
Unfortunately.
But, you know, you can't win them all.
Yeah, there's also Cory in the House, Nintendo DS.
Oh, well, there's a page for non-playable characters. There's at least a link to it.
For NPCs.
Yeah. Yeah. Second paragraph under gameplay towards the end.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There's just a page for NPCs. That's intriguing. I don't know if NPCs will get us to the Lord. I'm kind of doubtful. But
if you think about it, like, celebrities are kind of like the NPCs of real life. I mean, if you think about it.
Expand on that, please. Also, are you high?
No, I'm not. You know, you like have them sort of in your life, but they're not really in your life. And they just like, they're sort of like, they're just sort of there, you know? And they just like perform these predetermined roles. And they're also unkillable, is the main thing. Is that they can't be destroyed because they're important, you know, to the plot. So that's what that is.
Okay, Caitlin. Okay. I guess I see where you're going. Did you see this news story a little while back? Did you know that Ariana Grande is now part of the Final Fantasy canon?
Yes, I did.
Ain't that something?
So there you go.
That's all.
There you go. Proof. That's it.
What do you think your favorite non Cory in the House game featuring like a celebrity playing either themselves or an iconic role of theirs is?
Guy Fieri's Cook-Off.
One, you said Guy Fieri?
Yeah, you never heard it said like that?
I know it's Fieri.
That's one way
like,
to
there's
say
like
it.
There's like these invisible T's in his name.
Yeah, one way is with the T's, but there's an alternate way, which is just Fieri.
My question is, what if there actually was a Guy Fieri video game?
It wouldn't surprise me if there was one, and... Or, you know, if one was developed soon in VR, imagine that.
I'm imagining it would be quite a lot like Cooking Mama,
mm-hmm.
only
but in VR and Guy would be there.
Yeah, instead of this cute cartoon woman mm-hmm. Teaching you how to cook, it's Guy Fieri and he's going like, blast it.
Yeah, and the thing about Guy is the cooking sort of instructor. You know, overlord of the game is that mm-hmm. he's just like he's just really relentlessly positive. It's hard to make something in the game.
You can fuck up.
It's hard to make something within like under the constraints of the game that Guy is not going to just love.
The rule is there's no fail state and you can fuck up so bad. And at the end, he just sweeps it all into a garbage can and mm-hmm. then says like, and that's how garbage can nachos are made. And then they just overturn it on the plate and garbage can nachos fall out.
And then it's nachos.
I feel like talking about what if Guy Fieri had a video game is like, mm-hmm. I feel like that's the wheelhouse of about a million other comedy podcasts.
Like every other podcast.
And I think maybe we should do our thing, which is the Wikipedia game and click on
For
link.
For sure. Click on what? NPCs?
I don't know
it's
if
not
that's going
to help.
Get
it's not
going to
help
Lord.
Us to
yeah.
click on NPCs.
Underneath development, is there anything about the music in the game? Oh no, development is just an empty section.
What? Because Lord is written you know, Lord, the writer to the soundtrack of video games.
I just saw something interesting under reception. Apparently,
oh, yeah?
Cory in the House parentheses video game included a laugh track that went along with the dialogue sequence jokes. That's fucking crazy.
Oh my god. It also got, it has an average score of 35% on game rankings and aggregator.
Okay, here's underneath external links and underneath categories, there's White House in fiction.
Wait. Sorry. So apparently just lambasted by critics. Mm-hmm. But on my favorite website.
Oh my god.
What was the fan reception like?
On Metacritic, the game has an average user score of 9.5, making it the highest user rated DS game on the site. That's what I mean by it being a meme. There's your meme right there. Cory in the House, parentheses video game. This is maybe the best page we've ever landed on, frankly. We could be here for the whole episode, and I don't think we would run out of things to jump off
to
of
goof
here.
On about Cory.
Speaking of Metacritic, Caitlin.
Yeah, what about Metacritic?
Tomorrow, the day after we record this, is a very auspicious day. Do you know why?
I know exactly why. Do you know why?
I'm asking you. Can you please play along and say why?
It's because of when the new... The console with the clicky parts comes.
Yeah, the Nintendo clicky parts.
Yeah,
that's
what they call it.
System's coming out, mm-hmm. And with it, they're releasing a new Legend of Zelda, Wild Breathing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's called, and the reviews are in, and they say it's real good. And my question to you
is that
Caitlin,
what says on Metacritic?
My question to you is, Caitlin.
Yeah.
What is your reaction going to be if the new Zelda
outscores Ocarina of Time?
Yeah. Are you going to change your fucking tune?
With that. No, I'll be okay with that because it's a Zelda game, and so like that's permitted.
That's allowed for you.
Yes.
What if for some reason Cory in the House, parentheses, video game outstripped Legend of Zelda, Ocarina of Time. Just spitballing
here. It wouldn't, because Metacritic is an authoritative video games website that aggregates all the best video games journalism to give us a 100% accurate, objective measurement of how good video games are. That would not happen.
I do just want to ask you, though, for real talk, for real?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do you justify when Metacritic looks at a review that doesn't actually have a score associated with it and then goes, mm-hmm. like, all right, this sounds like an 8.5 objective?
They have experts on there that are experts at reading games journalism and, you know how to assign numerical scores to these things.
I hate this bit. It's my least favorite thing about you, Caitlin Best, as a person.
Oh, I love that.
Let's click on Washington, D.C.
Okay,
Let's just get off this page.
Let's just get out of here.
Oh, weird. At the top of Washington, D.C., step two, it's just another picture of Cory in the House.
Of Cory in the House. There he is, because the White House, he's in it. Hey.
He's in
it. That's where Cory lives.
That's where he still lives to this day.
Mm-hmm. He's still in the house.
Let's please find something about like city culture, maybe the arts, maybe music, maybe any arts. Famous people from DC in the name. We can find some musicians.
Duke Ellington. They did a collabo, right?
Lord and Duke Ellington.
Yeah.
Yeah. When Lord was but seed.
Mm-hmm.
But a twinkle in someone's eye.
Yeah, perhaps even when she was a twinkle of a twinkle in an eye.
Yeah, she did a hot collabo with Duke Ellington. So we got a lot of musicians here, actually, that we can click through to.
John Philip Sousa.
Yeah, Yeah, my favorite. behind all those good bangers, all those Sousa bangers.
Yeah, National Symphony.
Wait, there's a link to indie culture and music.
There's a link to indie culture music. There's a link to alternative.
Ooh, I think alternative rock is it.
I think so, too.
Okay, step three.
Alternative rock.
Caitlin, what are your top three alt-rock albums?
God. It's so hard because all of my favorite albums are alternative rock albums.
Well, then this should be easy because you should already know what your favorite albums are.
Okay, well, but here's... how do we define alternative rock?
Don't fucking get me started. Just do your three. Come on.
Okay.
Tell us a little about yourself.
Okay, my name is Caitlin, and my favorite three albums of all time are... Are you ready?
Okay.
Number one, Rage Against the Machine, The Battle of Los Angeles.
All right.
Number two, I'm trying to not embarrass myself here also.
If they're all rage.
number two, we'll say Soundgarden, A-Sides. Number three, Carly Rae Jepsen, Emotion.
Is CRJ, is she alt-rock?
We just don't know. It's the thing.
We just don't know. Scientists have been working on this since 2015. It's
anything that's an alternative to rock, right? Or to other rock?
No, I said we weren't going to get started down this pathway.
Well, that's just a peek down the pathway. We don't have to walk down it. I think that she is alternative rock because I think that alternative rock is just everything that's an alternative to other rock music. And as we all know, there's only one, you know, non-alternative rock band. There's only one rock band proper.
And that is
AC/DC, Back in Black, baby. That's the only one.
Ooh, I'm back, back, mama, back in black. Well, I'm back in black.
The only one. Now, this is, I said I didn't want to get into this because this is a fucking sticking point for me. In high school, in art class, we had a report assignment.
Mm-hmm.
And that assignment was, everybody was assigned a musical genre, mm-hmm. and they had to research it, its history, its like distinct styling, and so mm-hmm. forth, and then do like a presentation on it, and if possible, like play a little for the class. Like
mm-hmm.
if anyone was musically talented, they should try to play yeah. some.
And everyone chose grunge, right?
No, they weren't Seattle. Chosen. They were assigned.
Everyone was assigned grunge.
People were assigned all sorts of shit, and then I was in the group that was just assigned alternative rock.
Okay,
which
yeah.
is not a fucking genre.
That's not a thing. It's too broad.
It's too fucking broad, and I had to go to the teacher and be like, "You realize that if you make us stay with doing alternative rock, like mm-hmm. either we're doing a bad job by just saying like it's like Nirvana and Pearl Jam and Soundgarden."
Mm-hmm.
Or you're going to have a report that's going to be like, here's how this was like a label invented for radio to like characterize like all the shit that Gen X was into, even though it was all wildly different. Like mm-hmm. Weezer is not the same as fucking Rage Against the Machine, you know?
Yeah.
And so the teacher was like, okay, fine, do grunge, but like remained unconvinced by my like very reasonable argument that like it's not a genre.
Yeah, your teacher sounds like a fucking nerd though.
I wasn't gonna do like, all right, time to trace the roots of fucking alt rock all the way back from, I don't know, like early ska to
yeah.
Death Cab. Like
yeah.
fuck that.
I wanna just read this hot Dave Grohl quote from this page. This is from the year 2013, an issue of the New York Daily News. Dave Grohl says the interviewer says, is rock dead, to Dave Grohl? And Dave Grohl says, speak for yourself. Rock seems pretty alive to me.
Is and that what Dave Grohl sounds like?
And then parenthesis, devil horns. We did the hand thing after. Yeah. This, yeah.
Caitlin, don't dodge the question. Thank you.
Yes, that's what Dave sounds like.
I know that at the top of the show, we said there'd be no more singing from us. But yeah. In your amazing Dave Grohl voice, can you just give us a couple bars of your favorite Foo Fighters song?
I don't have a favorite Foo Fighters song. Don't be ridiculous.
What? Not Learn to Fly? Not Everlong?
Oh my God.
The Best? The Best of I'm You? Not, sorry.
I will give you my... I'll give you some Nirvana.
In your Dave Grohl voice?
Yeah.
Or in your Kurt Cobain voice?
I mean, both were like integral to the band, right? So,
sure. Okay, give me some Nirvana then.
Here we are now. That's how it goes, right?
I might cut that down to like just like a couple seconds.
Okay, that's fine.
Let's click on a link.
Let's
out
click
of here.
On independent music.
Are we not seeing any closer ties to our girl?
Well,
on this page,
the article does end with that Dave Grohl quote, so...
which was prior to the release of Royals.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think. Has Lord actually done hot collabos with any artists?
No, only Snoop Dogg, who obviously is not an alternative rock artist. We do know that much.
Thank you.
About alternative
thank
rock.
You for thank you for remembering that for me. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I watched the video three times today, so
there's links like to all sorts of actual genres,
all sorts
that get
of artists
wrapped in under alt rock, like new wave and ska and so
but
forth.
That's not right, though. Well, if we can get to a list of alternative rock artists, there's the producer of at least some of her music is one of the boys who's in the band Fun.
Oh.
Maybe that.
All right, let's do step four, list of alternative rock artists then.
Okay.
I wonder if it's going to be divided by genre.
No, it's divided by
nope.
Letters of the alphabet.
Holy shit.
And that's a
wow.
lot of bands
just,
on here.
I'll say this is a well-organized list. We got four evenly spaced columns.
Mm-hmm.
Fun is there.
Yeah,
Fun
it's
is
on here.
Under F, yeah. Should we just see if Lord is on here, though?
So oh,
like,
yeah,
maybe
probably.
She gets lumped in.
Probably good. Yeah, well, Lana Del Rey is on here. Oh, there she is.
Wow. Wow, that was stunningly easy.
Wow. I had this whole
Step
thing
five,
planned
Lord.
Out.
Did you know that it's possible, quite possible, to get to Lord from Corey in the House parentheses video game?
Corey in the house.
Video game.
In like, I don't know, like 20
four
minutes?
Steps?
Five
How many steps?
Steps
is that? Corey, Washington, D.C., alternative rock.
It's five.
It's five steps.
Caitlin, this is my only job. I ramble and I keep the steps.
And you write the things down.
Yeah.
Wow. In 2013, she was named among Time's most influential teenagers. Who do you think the other teens were in 2013 that were doing that?
Oh, Jesus. I have no idea. Like, we got some time.
Yeah. How much time do we have? We got about 20 minutes. Round two?
I just do think that we're not going to beat the first article we landed on. Mm-hmm. I don't think we're going to do better than that. I think that's just a given.
You don't know that. Maybe the first article we land on will be Lord's mum.
Maybe it'll be Lord's mum. Okay. Let's do it. Let's do another run.
Okay. Evangelical School for the Deaf. It's in Luquillo, Puerto Rico. It's got links on it, which is all you need.
It's all you need to play this game.
It's got Christian. Mm. It's got deaf. It's got missionaries. It's got Puerto Rico.
What do we think will take us closest to, I don't know, for instance, list of alternative rock artists?
I think perhaps Puerto Rico.
Let's
do
Puerto
Rico. I don't know what the music scene is like in Puerto Rico, but, you know.
Step two.
Maybe they got that on there.
So, I'm right, aren't I? Like, aren't some of our friends in Puerto Rico right now?
Not anymore.
Not anymore? They're back?
Yeah.
If they were still there, I was like, mm-hmm. gonna suggest that we just FaceTime them and ask them.
And ask them if they see any alternative rock artists nearby.
Ask them real quick, like, what link we should click off of this page.
Mm-hmm.
If they have any hot tips.
I don't think the bandwidth could take that, though. TBQH.
C'est la vie.
Music of Puerto Rico. Reggaeton. That's not quite it.
Reggaeton is not quite alternative rock.
Not quite it. You know what would have been actually fucking sick, Matt, when you were a kid and you had that to do that project? Is if you had just, like, snarked it up and decided to just do some, just, like, do the least rock adjacent genre that you could think of and just, like, hey, fuck you, teacher. You gave me a bad assignment.
I mean, but would it have been within alternative rock? Like, or would I have just, like, completely fucked off and done a wrong thing?
The point is, we don't know what alternative rock means.
Okay, so. sure. Like the joke we were making earlier about alternative rock is anything that's not
yes.
rock.
Yeah.
I see.
So, like, yeah.
I mean,
so, like, when you...
anything would have been preferable to what actually went down, which is that in addition to having to have that conversation with the teacher and getting reassigned to grunge, but ultimately nowhere, I had to read a bunch of books about grunge, which were written by, like, not super talented music journalists.
Yeah,
that was kind of a drag, and I was pulling most of the weight in terms of doing the research. My partner, he planned to play a bit of Spoon Man on guitar.
Yeah,
and then when we were presenting, he had made it clear to me that he was just going to play Spoon Man, but then he was like, Can you get up and sing along with me playing Spoon Man?
Oh no.
And I think this was already after I had also prepared, like, a bit of a Nirvana song, and I had, like, badly fucked it up in front of the class and felt bad already. So for him to then be like, Come do Spoon Man with
me. Sing Spoon Man with me.
Why didn't
he give you the fucking spoons? You should have had the spoons as part of the
Yeah, that great song, Spoon Man, which is very literal because they play the spoons in it.
Wait, no, you're making a joke about this, and I used to think this was also a joke, but it's not a joke, Matt. I'm going to show you the fucking
There are spoons
YouTube.
In Spoon Man?
There's spoons in Spoon Man. It's about a man that plays the spoons.
Wow.
You didn't know this?
I
thought
I
you were
not,
from Seattle.
No.
I'm even going to...
Okay,
I thought there was a music
you.
Video
Soundgarden.
For this.
Soundgarden ain't my fucking fucking grunge jam.
It's the best one of the grunge bands, but whatever. Okay, here we go. Here's the Spoon Man. First thing in the video. And
so you're saying what I should have said when my project partner was like, come do the song with me, even though that was something we had agreed that we weren't doing.
Yeah.
Instead of begrudgingly trying to sing along and making a further fool of myself, I should have just been like, anybody got some spoons?
That's what you should have done, yeah. They do have to be metal spoons. Those plastic cafeteria spoons aren't going to work. You guys keep spoons with you, right? In your backpack? For soup.
You guys all have your own, like, hobo spoon?
For, like, when soup happens.
For soup emergencies.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm not going to, you know, you can do this on your own. If you go to the song and you watch the video, you will hear the spoons. And they're very faint in the actual, you know, they're faint. But it is there.
I'm fucking calling bullshit on this.
The song Spoon Man is about an extant man that plays the spoons. His name is Artis. And I think there's even a Wikipedia page about him. You can look this up later.
I'm watching the beginning of this video. He's playing the spoons.
Yeah.
that chunky riff, that
now. Yeah, that's actually all Spoon.
That's all Spoons.
Yeah.
One, this video is very 90s.
Yes, it's one of the most 90s videos that there is.
So, like, I knew the words to the song because it was in Rock Band.
Yeah.
But one, I'd say, oh God, what's his name? The man
which
from Soundgarden.
One, which man?
The singing man.
Chris Cornell.
My Chris Cornell voice is, I say, about as good as your Dave Grohl voice.
Yeah. So wait, so did you get up? You didn't get up and sing the thing, or did you?
I did get up and sing the thing.
Yeah.
It went very poorly because my partner was not, I hate to say it, and if he's listening, I'm sorry, dude. He wasn't very good at the guitar. So instead of the riff going like, it went kind of like,
yeah, it was just sort of that. Haltingly, huh?
It's a halting rendition of Spoon Man. Yeah. What a musical episode we've produced today.
thanks to our friend Lord.
Thanks to our friend Lord, who we're like almost certainly not going to get to again in the next 9 minutes.
Hey, we're going to click. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to click on reggaeton and just see where it takes us.
Why reggaeton? Okay,
I like
sure.
It.
I mean, I like reggaeton too.
Here we go.
It's a fucking
Look,
great genre.
Alternative reggaeton.
Which, of course, we all remember Lord's first follow-up to Royals was alternative reggaeton track. Dear Lord. Vocals include rapping and singing.
Yeah.
Is singing its own page? It's linked.
Singing is... Yes.
Let's scroll down the page, see if there's anything else that'll bring us closer.
Yeah.
I see my guy, my favorite guy, Tego Calderon.
Is that your favorite guy?
He is in two of the Fast and Furious movies.
Oh, I didn't even know that. I don't really know who this guy is. Yeah, nothing else here I think is really going to get us closer. It does have a link to Snoop Dogg. But, you know, that collaboration was so recent that, like, it's probably not even
right,
up yet.
It's not going to be updated.
I
kind of want to see what the page for singing says.
Okay, we can do that.
All right, step four is singing.
Yeah. It's the act of producing musical sounds with the voice.
Okay, well, there's already a link to rock, so we can extrapolate from there rock to alt rock. To the same steps we took, like if you stack on those four, we'd get there in eight.
We're trying for the moonshot here. Accents and singing. Okay, this isn't helpful. No mention of a New Zealand accent. There's in the C also. There's a section called other music, and. A lot of this just seems kind of out of context to me, but there is an article called Belt Music, and there is an article called Screaming Music.
Yeah. Also, Humming and Death Growl.
Yeah.
Because I think there might be some stuff regarding other genres. Very dense, not a lot of links.
Yeah, American Idol.
Was Lord ever featured on American Idol?
I don't think so. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Amy Lee of the band Evanescence.
And that's a link. Like, if instead of... Wait a minute.
Yes.
I see a technicality here.
What is a technicality?
I don't know why Amy Lee gets to be pictured and linked on this page and Lord doesn't. So it's almost as good as...
So we might as well just click Amy Lee and say that we got to Lord.
Yeah,
is what you're
I
saying.
Mean, wake me up inside. Save me, Amy Lee.
Yeah, quite.
I'm just gonna
make sure none of these other pictures are of Lord.
Yeah, just make sure she's not tucked away on the page here.
So far, so bad.
And I'm gonna say this. All right.
What?
I'm going to check this page for singing.
Yes.
A week from when we upload this episode.
Yeah.
And if Amy Lee happens to have been replaced or happens to have been joined by Lord,
mm-hmm.
I will feel very good. Just saying. Just saying.
Yeah, I would
and
enjoy
this isn't
that
me
too.
Talking. I'm not saying anybody, especially not you, Caitlin, should do this. I don't think anybody should do this, but if I check and it's happened, it'll be pretty fucking sick.
That'll be all right.
I think we'll call it there. We basically did it in five steps again, so.
Okay, well, I'm going to click Amy Lee just I'm going to click her just to click her.
To seal the deal, you know.
Yeah.
Great. Good. I'm glad that we're recognizing Evanescence on this episode too.
That was going to be my fourth favorite album. By the way, I didn't get to that one, but
sure, cuz I only asked for the top 3. Right.
Yeah.
Apparently Amy Lee lives in Brooklyn. Oh, here's some
who
fucking
doesn't live in Brooklyn,
news in
baby?
My life.
What's that?
Guess who I saw just walking down the street last night?
Not Amy.
No.
I'm going to one more guess.
I'm going to give you 3 guesses, and I the thing you should keep in mind is think like New York music, the 2000s.
Okay, the 2000s. That I was going to say Blake Griffin. That doesn't fit.
Nope. That's not one of your guesses.
Artist formerly known as Puff Daddy.
No.
I don't know very much about music, Matt. That's not from
Seattle
in that era.
Part of a dance music group. Beloved.
This is a beloved dance music group.
Their fans are very passionate.
Chumbawamba.
Well, I don't know what the fuck you're thinking. You're not even trying.
I have no idea. You have to tell me. I'm not going to guess.
They have a song about New York bumming them out.
Fucking Alicia Keys. And
that would be the opposite. It was James Murphy of LCD Sound System.
Oh wow. Just him? Just James?
Just James.
I have to say, there is no way that I would recognize him on
that.
The street.
Oh.
No. I do know who that is now that you say it, but I would never know who that was if I saw him. Nor could I have given
you
his name.
If you don't really care about LCD Sound System, you could still have seen pictures of him a million times and then cross him on the street and not realize that he's not just like some guy.
He's pretty nondescript, right? Am I right?
It was right outside of his restaurant, so it was like,
what's
oh,
his restaurant?
Kind of figures.
What is the LCD Sound System man's restaurant called?
I believe it's called the Four Horsemen. Just let me double check that real quick by double checking Google, and also, oh look, here's a piece of paper I have from that restaurant from when I went there for my birthday.
A piece of paper? Is it called a receipt?
They like had some like, I don't know, they're not like business cards, but like they slipped some
commemorative papers,
some little duders in the back. Yeah, like a keepsake, I guess. Mm-hmm. You know, like a movie stub for you went to this restaurant.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He made some good food. I was hoping you'd be more excited about this because, like,
it's cool that you saw him. It's very good. But
you just don't really give a shit about LCD Sound System.
No, I like their music. It's good. But, like, you already told me about the time you saw David Byrne in a. Oh, you didn't see him, though.
Why do you have to.
Just thought I'd.
Ouch.
Just thought I'd.
Ouch.
You know. Give you a reminder of where the bar is set for me vis-a-vis people I know seeing celebrities.
On that note, you asshole, this has been Can You Get to That? My name is Matthew Olson. You can find me on Twitter. It's at Matthew Olson. Spell it right. You can check out a podcast that partially inspired by the fact that my good friend Alex Klute wanted to follow in the footsteps of James Murphy and finish Infinite Jest before he turned 27. That podcast is called Finite Jest. We may never make another episode of it again.
Because he finished the book.
hopefully if we do, it's like a like a postscript and it doesn't involve reading the book again.
Yeah, and don't ever read that book again.
I don't plan on it.
Okay.
Anytime soon. Caitlin, can you tell people where they can find your mean jerk face online?
And
us online.
People can find me on twitter.com at bestkabest, B-E-S-T-K-A-B-E-S-T. They can find the show on Twitter at get to that. They can find the show on Facebook at facebook.com/CYGTT. And that's it. The show comes from iTunes. And if you haven't, if you're listening to the show, I'm assuming you figured that out probably, but just to put it out there, you know, you can subscribe. You can subscribe. You can comment. You can review. You can download the episodes and put them on your phone and just have them there for whenever.
Caitlin, I've got a question for you.
Yeah.
Where does the podcast actually live?
The podcast lives on the internet.
What's the web address of the podcast, Caitlin?
The web address of the podcast is, you know, they just fucking added me on Twitter, this company, and I am blanking on the name of the people, and I'm going to find it. It's called simplecast.fm is what that's called.
But if you just go there, you won't find it.
No, you have to go to, can you get to that .simplecast.fm? But you'll also, you know, you will also find it on iTunes.
yes,
so
you will find it on iTunes. Yes.
Yeah.
That was my one question for you. Sorry to spring that on you and kind of try to embarrass you, but you did remind me of the fact that I did miss out on meeting David Byrne, which hurt very much. So I feel like I had to get one over on you before we ended the show.
When I was in the sixth grade, I missed out on seeing Yo-Yo Ma. And since then, I shame people for missing celebrities every time I get the chance. So
right,
sort of my way of coping with that.
That's your origin story. Do you have any questions for me?
Yeah. I have one.
Shoot.
What if technology bad though? Have big
teeth. Bebe.
Well, they bite you. That you said that you would always be in love.
Bebe.
But you're not in love.
Bebe.
No more. Did it frighten you?
Bebe.
How we kissed when we danced on the light of floor.
Bebe.
On the light of floor.
But I hear sounds in my mind.
Red light, green light.
Red light, green light.
Red light, green light.
Red light, green light.
Brand new sounds in my mind.
Red light, green light.
Red light.